Walker transferred $60,000 from his campaign to the Legal Defense Fund. That's only allowed under state law if a public official, his campaign, or agents of his campaign have been charged or are under investigation for violating state election or campaign laws. The governor won't say how he's using the money, but Democratic campaign attorney Jeremy Levinson says Walker owes voters that explanation before the June 5th recall election.
We know that the governor has created such funds. And the idea that he is asking voters to reelect him without explaining why he is entitled to have such a fund is preposterous.
Levinson says Walker is also required under state law to disclose which of his donors gave permission for their money to be used for his legal defense fund. Levinson made his comments from the Madison office of the Government Accountability Board. Democrats had earlier called on the board to release details of the defense fund. But board director Kevin Kennedy says the law limits what he can say in matters like these.
If we were involved in giving advice or if we're conducting our own audit or investigation, we're not permitted to comment on that.
Walker has repeatedly said he established the fund under the advice of the Government Accountability Board. He said this week that efforts by Democrats to get him to talk about it were a political stunt. Walker established the fund against the backdrop of an ongoing John Doe investigation into former aides who worked for Walker as Milwaukee County executive. Three people who worked directly under Walker in Milwaukee have been criminally charged. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.